Welcome, 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 welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm just playing around here, man. I know it's been a while, and I wasn't supposed to be having another podcast, but due to a great friend of mine, me and him we talk about the restrictions that Anchor and some other places try to put on you from saying what you want to say. And like he said, you know, we have freedom of speech. At the end of the day, if they're ready to come at me, bring it on. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm using this platform. I think it's just because the amount of support I have and the amount of viewers I have that they direct messaged me. But yeah, I'm back, man. I got this so much topics and so much questions I'm getting from people. And there was one that hit me earlier this week, and then I was listening to. Well, let me get into it. So, the last podcast I did, it was supposed to be the last podcast. I told you guys I was stopping because of certain things, even personal things. But due to a few things I looked into and due to the overwhelming support of the viewers I have and the followers I have, and how even after I left, people were still like, where's the next episode? So, I mean, they probably didn't watch the last podcast, but the fact that they're still looking for an episode and people still sending me questions, I know somebody's got to do it, especially from a Christian standpoint. And I'm going to get back at it. You know, I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm going to keep working and keep doing what I do. I do have a loyal, close to 90,000 followers, and I have to, you know, stand by you guys. And you guys have stood by me, and I'm going to do the same for you guys. I'm in my car right now, so if it sounds like muffling or anything, just know I'm in my car. But one thing that really stood out to me was a few weeks ago, I got a message from someone, and they asked me, what do I feel about Christian artists making R&B? And I said, I actually didn't leave a message. I just looked at the message, and I didn't say anything. Then this week, I had found out that the David Mann and Timbaland Mann album came out, and I watched a whole interview with them on The Breakfast Club, and they were talking about how long they've been together and how God's kept them and all this stuff. And at the end of the interview, they had said the album they're making is an R&B album. And anyone that knows David Mann and Timbaland Mann, that's Mr. Brown, way back from the Madea plays, and his wife. And I listened to the whole album, and I must say it's really good. If I had to say by listening to all of them, there was only like maybe two songs I skipped through, but the rest, I pretty much listened to the entire CD. The meaning behind them and how great it is, it's good. It's a good album. Now, to answer that question, it's tough. The fact that they labeled it R&B, I wasn't comfortable with, because you are gospel and you've been known for gospel, and there's not really any Christians out here that really represent Christ like they should. So when they had said that they made the album to be an R&B album, I'm just like, maybe they said that because they got tired of Christians coming at them saying, like, that's the devil music y'all making, even though it's love music. Because I'm always a person that thinks love music is great, and we need love music. We don't have enough love music. The love music now is talk about sexing you up, stealing you from another man, stealing a girl from another man, different things we're going to do to your body. Like, that's the typical now. So I listen to all love music. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm listening to any type of love music, as long as they're not like real sexual with it or anything. So when I listen to this, nothing sexual about it. Everything positive. They mention God here and there. I just wish they did say that this is a gospel Christian album. And I think the reason they didn't label it that, because I know a lot of Christians out there probably like, that ain't of the Lord. That ain't from my Jesus. My Jesus don't talk about love. So I kind of see, you know, why they probably did that. Like, almost like a, here you go. So y'all Christians don't want to accept this, we'll say it's R&B. I'm not a fan of that. I do think they should have said, this is a Christian album for love. Whether people like it or not, that's what it is. I think that should have definitely been their main focus on this album. So anyways, back to the question. I think that if the two people are married and they make a love album together, as long as that album is clean, there ain't no swearing, there ain't no talk about different positions y'all gonna do, it's still glorifying y'all love, and it's glorifying God when you mention God. They mention God multiple times. They talk about how God's the only reason. They talk about how faith is the only reason why they're still together. They talk about all those things. I'm not here to calculate someone's entire life, but like I said, my only issue with them is I wish that they said that this was a gospel album, because now it's labeled as R&B, and when you look it up, it's going to be, oh, it's an R&B track. Nah, it should be a gospel R&B track. And I know the Saints, I don't like gospel jazz. I don't like gospel rap. I'm a gospel rapper, for people that don't know. I rap, and I'm a Christian rapper. I stand by that. There's some Christian rappers that say, I'm not a Christian rapper, I'm just a rapper. I don't want to be known as a Christian rapper. Well, that's on them. I represent Christ everywhere I go. So as far as making music, if my wife can sing, my wife can sing, we would have a R&B album. And would I feel guilty about it? No. It ain't like I'm talking about positions we do and different. I'm talking about our love. What's wrong with me singing a song about me and my wife being in love? I know people can say, well, BB Wine and CC Wine, when they did theirs, you know, they labeled it as a gospel album. Yeah, I agree with that. You could easily label it, but even when they did that, Christians were still like, this ain't no Christ. That song, I know I owe you me. That song, everyone was like, oh, this ain't gospel. This is, they're taking gospel away from God. Like, no, if it's talking about love, how are they? God's about love. Christ is about love. Jesus is about love. So Dietrich Haddon was going to do this, and I remember the whole world flipped upside down. Oh, he's definitely a person. And the reason I didn't agree with Dietrich's album was because Dietrich at that time was on TV acting a fool. Like, he was crazy. He was doing talk about shacking up and it's okay to live with one another and all. I didn't like him doing that. And then that was the icing on the cake of saying, now I'm coming out with an R&B album. That was going a little too much. Now, if he comes out with one now, after calming down and taking a little time, he was too happy with that spotlight. But if he calms down and takes a little time and gets into a relaxed state of mind, I don't see what's wrong with that. If you're a singer, if you're two singers, or you're a rapper and a singer, or two rappers, whatever y'all are, if y'all can talk about love, why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Because you inspire other people to fall in love. I always think I'm going to make a love song on my one of my rap albums. It's just God hasn't told me to do that yet. But when he does, I'm going to do it. When I feel that I'm led to do it, I'm going to do it, because people should hear what true love is. So as far as Christian artists, another one did it, Kim Burrell. She did a love album, and she got crucified for that. Everyone's like, oh, she's going sexy now. She's in a bed with lingerie on. It's like, come on, man. Just talk about love. She's talking about love. What is wrong with that? I don't know if Kim Burrell's married or not. But I don't even know. I don't think she was. I didn't listen to that whole album. I listened to like three songs. I love Kim Burrell, but I just didn't get a chance to listen. I'm actually going to listen to that. But she's talking about love. Who cares? As long as she's talking about love, I don't. If she ain't talking about being lonely in the bed and wanting somebody and you don't need it, then I'm fine with her. Even if she was talking about, I wish I had somebody. That's what true love says. You want to sing. All the old school songs, those were all deep love songs. So what's wrong with making those again? What's wrong with Christians doing that? They had background roots before. They listened to the Teddy Pendergrasses. Close the door. Let me give you something you've been waiting for. Baby, I got so much love to give. I'll give it all. They had those songs. And they were sexual. So if a Christian artist now had the background of those songs and just wanted to remake them and make them clean and do different versions of love, and what's wrong with that? Why is this world so, you can't do that, you're supposed to be a Christ? What if I'm talking about my love and Christ being involved with that, and the reason I'm in love is because of, like, come on, man. Let's get real. Let's get real out here. So to answer that question, I don't see nothing wrong with Love Album as long as God's in it. And the only disagreement I have with Tamela and David was saying that it's not a... Well, they didn't say it's not a gospel. They just said it's R&B. And I just wish, because I feel like a lot of Christian artists are too afraid to come out and say, this is a Christian love album. Like, just a Christian love album. I feel like they're all scared to say that. But I don't blame them, because the world do come after you. They got a TV show and they got all this and that. So I get it. But they're talking about that love. These people, these two have been married for years. Say what you want. They've been married for years. I think it's like 20 plus, 25, 20, 30, 20, 28. It's along those lines. Why are people out here hating on them? Mr. Brown. The Mr. Brown that was in the plays with Madea. And if y'all don't know, his wife Cora that was in the play, which was his daughter in the plays, that's his wife. The amazing singer, that's his wife. And the whole album's clean and inspiring for anyone that's married and is finally something we can make love to. I ain't talking about hearing Mr. Brown versus Tim and like, ooh, that's a... I'm talking about just clean. It's hard. Listen, I don't know what y'all do, but to listen to a gospel song during special time, I don't even think it's possible. I don't... If you could do that... Anointing, fall on me. Come here, girl. Anointing. No. That song's too holy and sacred. So what we supposed to do it to? Just silence? Me currently right now, I put on whatever is on. But I'm telling you, if there's gospel music out there that has that nice beat, that nice vibe, why not? That's all I'm saying. And it ain't like they're saying it in the song. This is that love making music. This is that baby music. No, it's not any of that. So I don't see nothing wrong. Not with a little bumper grind. I don't see nothing wrong with making a love gospel album as long as the Christian artists are saying it is a love gospel album, because then we can't tell you from the world. That's my only issue. But other than that, who else did it? Erica Campbell and Warren Campbell. They got a song out. Now, that's the only one I wasn't feeling that much. Their song isn't all that great. I love Erica Campbell. Like, love. I do. Mary need to come back. But I love Erica Campbell. But her husband, the whole, they ain't gonna ask how long I be here. That song, oh. I'm gonna be loving you all of my life. The rest of my life. I feel like Erica would try to go so modern. And people want the modern, you know what I mean? Like, people like that, but not my cup of tea. And if you do like it, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud they're a Christian couple and they're putting it out. If they do an album together, please, you guys, say this album is a Christian love album. Someone got to be brave enough, like Kim Burrell was, to say this is a Christian love album. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're a married couple. But that's my take on that. I am back. It's official, ladies and gentlemen. You ain't got to look for me no more. I will be back. I am going to be doing my episodes again. I thank you for the support. My boy Soul, for messaging me and putting some clearness in my head. My boy Prime, you already know. Much love for you, man, and much respect. I thank you for encouraging me to get back into this. And all the others. If I didn't mention you, don't think that I'm not, you know, for you or... I don't remember you. It's just I got a lot of people on my mind. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. God bless. And do not remember to thank God for something. You guys have to thank God for something in your life. When you're at the table with your family, if you have to be the one to say, hey, we all need to bow our heads and thank God for what we have in front of us. Someone got to think. You guys should, each person in your family should take time and go around the table and thank God for something in your life. Somebody got to do it, because God has been great to us and we are all still alive. And if you have lost family and you need help with Thanksgiving, or you know how tough it can be. If it's tough for you, or, you know, you feel like you're left alone, always remember God is still there for you. And he's the reason Thanksgiving is here. We're supposed to give thanks, not just to God, but to our family, to our parents, to grandparents, whatever. Just give thanks this year and be happy. God bless y'all. Go see Wreck-It Ralph 2. It is out this week. Creed 2 came out this week. I seen Widows. Widows was okay. I wouldn't go see it at the theater. But anyway, God bless y'all. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Peace.